It is our remote transfer committee game, Neil Atkinson, to set up Carl Kopak, Dan Morgan and Rob Gutman, who are all having a big look remotely at the transfer committee lists. As ever, credit to John Furlong for coming up with the idea and Steve Davis for checking in the fees and the money. He's comfortable with them, so I'm comfortable with them. The rules are as follows. You get $34 million to spend plus anything you get in. We've sorted out agent fees, so as to not make the maths complex. Also, gentlemen, you all remember, Roberto, you insisted on buying Diaz in the summer. So that's one of the reasons why it's 34. Are you cool with that?
Cool. As a
no regrets.
No buyer's regrets. Or
no buyer's remorse. You need to balance the wage bill. It's got to be a plausible amount of work we can achieve in the rest of the summer. We've got to feel like we can do this with our resource of time. We don't want you to spend more than $165 million unless you're doing it all on one player. We've got to think about homegrown players. We've got to take into account the World Cup disruption. The manager's also signified he doesn't want to let more than four go, who started more than 10 games for Liverpool last season. He feels that keeping the squad together will bear dividends, and we don't want to do any business in terms of moves into the squad in goal. Everyone with a zero attached needs a new deal offering or a decision made to move them on. That is with the exception now of James Milner, because that deal, we've done it. You sorted it out yesterday. It was great that you got ahead. I'm really pleased. The wage a player receives has been broken into the categories as ever: low, medium, high, super high, and mega. The way in which it works is low is 10 to, is what we perceive as 10 to 49,000, medium 50 to 99, high 100 to 149, super high 150 to 250 a week, and mega is 250 upwards. I'll sort all that out. You've got to work out what you're doing with Mo Salah. You can offer him the contract he wants, but it'll reduce your transfer budget to $26 million, and it obviously also hits your wage budget. We've got to put the transfer budget money to one side because we're predicting the idea that other people will come knocking on our door. You've got to sort that out. And there are also ramifications, political ramifications, for bringing in players on a mega deal immediately. Obviously, the wages come back in if you've sold anyone, but if they've been on a season-long loan, then it doesn't make any difference. So we shall now roll the dice on each of the players: Nico Williams, Nat Phillips, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Naby Keita, and Sadio Mane. Are we all excited about rolling the dice, Dan?
Neil, just because Minamino not get a dice roll? I listened to one of the other shows and he didn't seem to get one. Was that an oversight?
No, he's a set price of $50 million. You can cash in on him for $50 million. Last year he was a dice roll. This year he's a straight $50 million. That's what Liverpool will take. You've okay. set that for yourselves already.
Okay.
You excited by the dice, Carl?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not fixed at all. And I'm not relying on it too much, honestly.
Our dice can't be as shit as the lot that Mo and Ian Ryan and Coke.
Well, don't speak too soon, Rob.
Don't speak too soon. So I think I can share screen with you so it isn't fixed in the slightest. So let's do this now. Share screen.